You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Every family should consider renting a safe deposit box, or at the very least, invest in a fireproof container that will withstand 1700 degrees Fahrenheit for 1 hour. You should also know the contents of your safe deposit box or fireproof container. So you may be asking, what are those documents? The top five are birth, death, and marriage certificates, durable power of attorney, property deeds and mortgage papers, saving and investment certificates, and wills. You may also want to include passports and social security cards. For a full list, pick up a copy of best-selling author Coach Pete's book, Financial Safari, or contact your local financial coach.
We're back with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. And if you're just joining us, we've been discussing the 10 commandments of investing. We've talked about setting goals and giving ourselves time to put them into practice. Now it's time for number four.
Thou shalt take advantage of company-sponsored plans.
That is very important, especially for people who have company matching. Certainly. You know, Kip, a lot of times recently we see that the companies are going away with the matching, not as much as we're doing them now as they were 10, 12 years ago. But anytime you have a company that matches your compensation, some even go as high as 6%, you got to take advantage of that and get that match. So that means for you, if you're putting in 6%, you're actually getting 12% put into your retirement accounts. So take advantage, we call it the free money. Talk about how the difference is that's going to be over 20 years. And then also look at setting some things up for yourself as far as tax-free income. So there's different buckets that people, you know, we can put money into, but take advantage through your company-sponsored plan. If they do the matching, at least try to get every nickel of that free money, if at all possible. Because over time, it's going to make a big difference.
Now, what about partial matches? Say the company matches 50% of your contribution up to 6%. Is that still worth it, or is it better to put the money elsewhere?
Well, I always tell our clients to take advantage of that free money that people are leaving on the table. But also keep in mind, all an IRA or a 401k is an IOU to the government. Mm. Somebody's going to pay taxes on it, whether it's now or in the future, whether it's yourself, your spouse, or your kids. And a lot of people, a lot of comments are talking about pretty much tax rates right now are at an all-time low. They're going to be higher in the future. So that's what we also sit down and do with some tax-free strategies with our clients and show them there are different options. But we always try to tell them take advantage of that free money because we can do something later on down the road with that, but at least take it off the table, you know, and takes a little bit of pressure off them and their checkbooks for putting money away for retirement because something is always better than nothing.
Absolutely. Once you've got that money starting to work for you, now it's time to put it to work in the best way possible.
Thou shalt develop an asset allocation plan.
A lot of the things we talk about is what is your needs? I mean, where are you at in the ballgame? What is your risk tolerance? What is your time horizon? You know, what are the retirement objectives? People have different objectives when it comes to their retirement plans, and they have different goals. You know, some people want to move to Florida. Some people want to downsize. Some people want to do a lot of traveling. Some people want to spend some time with their grandkids. So when we sit down, we talk about it, we look at what their needs are, what their time horizon is, and where their risk tolerance are at, and how much have they currently saved. Then we are able to sit down with the software we have and put a game plan in place to help them meet them objectives. So these are some of the things that we need to sit down with and have a conversation, and how do we get them to their goals?
So let's talk about brass tacks. When folks come in, obviously everyone's situation is different. You sit down, you ask them questions. They ask you questions probably to get on the same page. So you're building that plan together. But what does building that plan look like? How do you figure out what someone's asset allocation plan looks like? Is it a software? Is it a spreadsheet? Are we writing up on a whiteboard? What are we looking at?
Well, we do a combination here at Kip. We also sit down and say we do software programs. We put everything in place. We have an income plan. We'd also do the portfolio analysis form to see what they're currently doing. But the key is how do we come up with that number? And when we sit down with people, it's their number we work with. So if they're telling us they need $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 a month, we sit down and see, okay, what are they currently doing? What are their sources of income going to be in retirement? How much are they going to get from Social Security? Do they have a pension? And what other alternative investment needs are we going to pull from? Is it Roth accounts? Is it their 401ks? Is it IRAs? And we also need to look at, you know, minimum required distributions if it's still sitting in retirement accounts, because at 70 and a half, they have to start pulling out these distributions. So when we sit down, we give them 2 to 3 different options of how we're going to get them there and see which one best fits their needs and their time horizon and their risk tolerance.
So it's about sitting down for that initial consultation and then pushing into those next stages. Obviously, the first step is finding out where you stand, finding out where you want to be moving forward, and seeing how you can get from one to the other. Make sure that you understand the fees and commissions that you're paying, those hidden fees that we know are out there, but we just can't quite find. So today is the day to get the process started. The number to call to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. Now, do want to make sure that we keep our money safe. However, it is possible to go too far in the other direction.
Thou shalt not be too conservative.
That has happened to too many people out there, especially after the burning they got after 9/11 and then again in 2008. Mm-hmm. A lot of people move their money to cash. They put it in fixed income accounts like CDs, money market accounts, checking accounts, where they really weren't getting any growth opportunities. And a lot of people have lost out over the market coming back over the last 5 to 6, 7 years, even 8 years. But the thing is, they got burned, and they don't want to get burned again. So they need to look at that there is different alternatives out there where we can still participate in the growth of the market, where they have 100% safety of principals with their gains locked in every 1 to 2 years. They'll never feel like they have buyer's remorse because they're not losing out in the upsides, but they never, ever participate in the downsides of the market. And I think that's very important. You know, things have come a long way. Different investment strategies are available over the last 15 to 20 years to help the baby boomers when it comes to setting up for their retirement, where they can have the market gains but have none of the market losses, and have an income stream that they'll never ever outlive for them and their spouse. Certainly. As long as they set it up correctly.
Now, this seems like a good point to talk about the difference in conservative planning when you're, say, 40 versus conservative planning when you're 60 or 65 or anywhere in that retirement red zone right before and right after retirement date.
Yeah, because, I mean, losses here has a huge effect on the rest of your life, because generally you're not planning on going back to work. You know, you spend enough time at work. The whole idea now is let your money work for you and instead of you working for it. So making sure you have your investment strategies right, you know, your risk tolerance, know what you're – and, again, having a game plan. I think that's the most important thing. We keep on hitting on it over and over again, but – it's the truth. I mean, have your ideas of when you want to retire, what are you looking for, where both you and your advisors are on the same page and you're not going against one another. You know, we have people coming in here all the time saying to sell, I can't afford to lose any money. But everything they have is sitting in risky investments. And they don't realize that because that's what they've been taught. They don't know that there's different alternative strategies out there.
Absolutely. The number to call to sit down and make sure you are on the right track is 800-477-1135. And this is a perfect time for folks to call because, John, you keep spaces on your calendar open specifically for radio listeners. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Come on in, sit down for a free complimentary analysis. It'll be an opportunity for you to get to know us, for us to get to know you, and see what you're looking to do. We'll sit down, we'll put an income plan in place for you. We'll do a complete portfolio analysis here where our fiduciary here in the office will dig in to see what fees you're charging, what your risk tolerance is, and what you're currently doing. And then I said, if our clients come on board, Kip, with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and power of attorney for healthcare and finance. And if they come on board with over $500,000, we could set them up with a living trust where they completely avoid the probate process, give them privacy, and they avoid the whole cost that goes through probate.
It is time to give John Kelly a call. Today is the day to get back on track, to take advantage of his weekly offer. Make sure that you get in on one of those few spaces that is still available. The number to call, 800-477-1135. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with more from John talking about the 10 commandments of investing. We're in the home stretch. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When it's time to buy a new car, the internet can give you an edge by revealing the invoice price of the car you want. That's a good starting point in negotiation for a buyer. But the salesperson has other ways to turn a profit at your expense. Even when you've held the seller to a fair price, the game isn't over. Extra charges sound okay, but will probably add nothing to the deal except money for the dealer. So, look out for those dubious add-ons: extended warranty, anti-theft system, undercoating, rust proofing, paint sealer, power sunroof, vehicle service, and parts sale. Walk away instead of driving a bad bargain.